Firstly, I'd like to say that I'm deeply humbled by the appointment to the Senate to take Bob's spot. I'm also very conscious of the responsibility that will go with this position, both to Green voters and all Tasmanians, in fact all Australians. But most of all, I'm very excited about the opportunity to work with Christine and build the Green vote into the future. I would just like to say that personally, I think it's a very significant move for the Greens to put a senator in the north of Tasmania, to put an office there. And it's also a very strong message that the Greens will continue to oppose the pulp mill in the Tamar Valley. That's probably all I'll say for now.
You're often described as a light Green. Do you wear that as a badge of honour, or do you sort of cringe from that?
No, light green, dark green, it's all green, it's all good, as far as I'm concerned, that. I think it's just a label. Labels are cheap.
The voter base of the party?
Absolutely. I think I'll certainly try and get messages out there that are going to be very positive. Christine's already put those messages out in the media, and it's a matter of actually getting out and meeting people now, particularly here in Tasmania, and getting the message across that the Greens have got a lot of good ideas and we're very positive about the future of Tasmania, and we want to start talking up Tasmania, and we want to start today.
Some people see the pulp mill as a trade-off for the conservation outcomes of the IGA. How confident are you that you can stop that project going ahead?
Look, I don't actually believe that's the case, that it is a trade-off. I don't believe the pulp mill's ever been formally linked to that negotiations. I haven't been involved in those negotiations myself in any way, shape or form, but I've been consistent with my view on the pulp mill, so has everyone else in the Tamo Valley that opposes it. And there's obviously, it makes sense to me that there's self-interested parties in those negotiations who want to link it to the pulp mill, but my understanding and my firm belief is it has nothing to do with the IGA, and nor should it have anything to do with the IGA.
The Greens have been heavily criticised over the last couple of days and before in relation to tourism and stalling tourism projects. Is this a new sign for the Greens, having someone like you in the role?
We agreed today that I would save politics to when I'm a politician, because that's a couple of months away, but I would like to speak from the heart on this. I put my heart and soul into tourism in Tasmania, and the Greens are a young party, and they're going to continue to evolve, and as part of the team, certainly I'm going to have some input. I hope I'll have some input, but I won't comment on the specifics of today, because
can I
it's not,
yes.
not
that
right.
That does certainly suggest, though, that you are prepared to disagree.
Not at all, no. No. There's a consensus decision-making process in the Greens. That's what distinguishes us from other parties.
Yes.
That means everybody gets to have a say. Sure.
What's this done to your wine harvest?
Luckily it's finished.
What's it going to do to the future?
Just the cameras.
Well, it's a family business, and I have the full support, particularly of my dear mother, if she's watching today. Hi, Mum. It's been a labour of love for the whole family, and it'll continue to be. I'll be obviously stepping down as a director on the company, but I'm in good hands there with my family. So the business will continue. It'll continue to grow. The business in Tasmania, the wine industry in Tasmania, is one of the more exciting industries that we've got in the state, and I think it's going to continue to see investment and expansion overseas, and it's a great way of branding our state.
Can you give us some idea of what motivates your politics and what you're hoping to achieve, or see as the main issues for the state and the nation?
Matt, I might come back to your earlier question about being light green. I think this begs a bigger question about what is environmental campaigning these days, and I think my experience with the pulp mill is there's a lot of campaigning at boardroom level. A lot of the issues tend to be perceived as being conflict between companies and development and conservation, but it's obviously a lot more complicated than that. And I've got a lot of experience in how corporations work, decision making, etc. And I believe that it's time to start putting all the divisiveness aside in Tasmania and in the country, and focus on how we can get conservation issues that are in everyone's benefit. And I believe that I can bring some new skills to Christine's team in that respect.
I was
just going to ask, out of the traditional methods of
environmental protest to sit with you, because there's been a lot of discussion lately about the sort of extremes, you know, when you see people tying themselves to machinery and things like that. Do you come from a different school?
No, I don't think so. I think there's a role for direct action. What I think is it's a shame there has to be direct action. If people listened and perhaps took a different perspective, and if we didn't have such a political environment in this country that tries to force that division, then I think we'd have better outcomes. So I just think it's a shame that it has to happen, but unfortunately it's a reality, and it's an important part of protest.